Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Thumma salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear and respected brothers, this is the program Hadith of the Day, in which we are going to explain the very beautiful moral and ethical hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this episode, we are going to talk about one of the very meaningful hadith from the hadith of the Holy Prophet, which is about buying gift for the family members. You know, sometimes when the people buy gift for their family members, they do not know that how much kind of rewards they receive for this action while it is done for the family members. You know, people don't know this. That's why I want to shed light on this very beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look, the Holy Prophet says that قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من دخل السوق فاشترى تحفة. The Prophet says that whoever enters a market and buys a gift, فحملها إلى عياله, and takes it to his family, كان كحامل صدقة إلى قوم محاويج. The Prophet says that the person who buys a gift and takes it to his family members, this person is like a person who do charity, who pay charity to those who are in need of it. Allahu Akbar. You go to the market and buy some gifts for your own family members, for your own children, your own wife, your own husband, your own sister, your own brother, maybe grandparents, whatever, your grandchildren, for example. You go to the market and buy something as a gift for them, and then take it to the family members, and then give it to them. The Prophet says here that, O people, you should know that here you will be rewarded for this action. Like whom? Like the one who gives charity to the needy people, to the poor people. While your children are not poor, while you yourself may not be poor, you know, you are not in dire need of those gifts. But since you go to the market and buy something and bring it to the house and give it to the family members, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will reward you as reward of what people? Reward of the people who give charity to the needy people, to the poor. Allahu Akbar. This is the blessing, this is the reward of this action. Please pay attention. And then, a very beautiful phrase is here, added to this hadith by the Holy Prophet, says that وَلْيَبْدَأْ بِالْإِنَاثِ قَبْلَ الذُّكُورِ. Brothers, particularly fathers or brothers, should listen to this part, and even also the mothers. When you buy a gift and bring it to the family members, the Prophet says that وَلْيَبْدَأْ بِالْإِنَاثِ. First, give the gift to the daughters. For example, you bought something for your sons and daughters. When you come to house, please, first give the gift of the daughters. Start with the daughters. Or if, for example, first give the gift for your wife, for your mother, to your wife, to your daughters, to your grandchildren. This is the very nice phrase. The Prophet says that فَلْيَبْدَأْ بِالْإِنَاثِ. First, give the gifts to what? To daughters, to female, then the male, then the sons, or for example, your father or your brother. This is also a very nice, phrase that the Holy Prophet ﷺ mentions in this hadith, saying that you will be rewarded like the people who give charity. وَلْيَبْدَأْ, but start giving the gift to the daughters. Start with the daughters, with the female, not male. Very beautiful. Thank you very much. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد